Wide receiver Ace Sanders back on the practice field following his four-game suspension. The Jags are back home for Week 5, back on the practice field Wednesday. The Pittsburgh Steelers come to Everbank Field this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work on the Florida Blue practice fields Wednesday for a little over 2 hours. And, of course, plenty of comparisons made during the pre-draft process between Blake Bortles and Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Well, they finally meet in a game this week. Roethlisberger making his 147th career regular season start. Bortles making start number two. And for that reason, offensive coordinator Jed Fish said today that Bortles needs to concentrate on Bortles. But number five understands that. He also said there's some true connections between him and Big Ben.
He's won two Super Bowls and been in all kinds of Pro Bowls, and I played one game. So there's a big difference there. But, I mean, he's definitely been somebody that has been fun to watch. You know, we have the same agent. We've been in contact. We've thrown together. And he's been somebody that's been a lot of fun to watch and talk to. I've heard that for a while.
Other Wednesday notes, as we mentioned at the top, Ace Sanders back on the practice field. He was with the team in meeting rooms, but could not practice. He is back full starting this week. Wide receivers out this week, though. Marquise Lee ruled out today. Cecil Shorts the third, struggling with that hamstring again. No go this week for him. And right tackle Austin Pastor getting closer to returning, working without a club or a cast. The storyline to watch this week is who plays at right tackle and for how long. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. And, of course, we've heard the comparisons pre-draft, after the draft, and even now. Bortles, Roethlisberger, Bortles. You know what? They finally meet on the field. It's a big topic this week, at least.
Well, they do. And it was funny. Jed Fish said the exact same thing as Blake about all the experience that Roethlisberger has and that Blake's basically played one game. Let's wait. But there are some real things there. Blake's not as big. I mean, Roethlisberger is a huge human being, and every defensive tackle and who's tried to tackle him will tell you he's tough in that way. Blake's not quite like that, but the things that you like in Ben and the things that make him who he's been, the eyes downfield, the ability to do things once the play is broken down to extend the play, Blake is showing signs that he's got that maybe on a special level. So in that sense, the comparison is very valid.
It's a good start.
It's a tremendous start because that's what the league has sort of become about. A lot of the better quarterbacks know how to do that, and it seems like Blake has a lot of the beginnings of that.
Well, Blake needs somebody to throw to, too. The wide receiver group, a topic again this week. Marquise Lee's out. Shorts is out. But a guy back. Ace Sanders finally back in the fold.
Well, and that's pretty good timing. And I think what's interesting is all of a sudden you've got Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson now in the lineup. You have Ace probably as that third guy, but you don't know how much he'll be able to play. There's going to be a conditioning issue and sort of a rust factor. But, you know, it's not like you're overly worried about the front line guys, which I think before the season, if you had said that Cecil Shorts was going to be out and Marquise Lee was going to be out, you'd be, oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson, there's some confidence there. So if you get Ace back, then maybe you're okay at that spot this week.
Ace Sanders said today that the support group in the building helped him get back and get through this time.
It's constant. It's the same thing every day. They're just very supportive people, group of people, down from the equipment staff all the way up to the cafeteria people. They're all the same, you know, just uplifting and positive.
Well, speaking of Jaguars offense, the feel is that they're going to have to score some points again this week because that Pittsburgh offense is quite challenging.
Well, they might be okay because they showed some signs they can score last week. But, yeah, this is not a Pittsburgh team that is completely built around its defense. It's playing better on offense. Roethlisberger had three touchdowns last week, could have had a fourth to Antonio Brown. They're running the ball well. They're not going to be a team necessarily that pulls away from you. I don't think you'll see a Phillip Rivers-type game where there's three or four touchdown passes this week, but they can score, so the Jaguars have to score.
Start of a nice home stretch here, John.
Coming home, JP.
That's right. 3 out of 4 in October here at Everbank Field. Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. This is a challenging league, but players must be held accountable for repeated mistakes.
Winston Guy couldn't get it right against the Colts. He had the kind of day against Andrew Luck that Cam Bradfield had against Ryan Kerrigan in Washington a week earlier, and Mike Brewster before him. And so Guy was demoted to a situational defender and a special teamer in San Diego. From there, he could launch his campaign to regain the starting job with a strong performance. It didn't happen. His chance came on 3rd and 10 with just over a minute to play, and the Jags up 14-10. But 10 seconds later, Eddie Royal ran by him to the end zone, and the Chargers took momentum to the halftime locker room. Guy became the latest face of accountability at that moment. I saw him after the game, and he knew it. The message has been sent. Do your job or we'll find someone else. Gus has painstakingly built a culture of improvement, but getting better has a timeline in Pro Bowl, and Guy's had reached its end. Cutting Guy doesn't make the Jaguars a better team. That's up to the rest of the guys in the locker room. The time for getting better, faster, is here, even if all Gus said was get better.
Thanks, Brian. The Jaguars continue prep for the Steelers Thursday afternoon. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.